Yo, what's going on? This is your man, Ryan Righteous. This is the Independent Artist Spotlight, man. I'm so excited. I'm sitting down with Moss Messenger today. He is in the building, man. Shout out to Harvestigy Records, man. They're in the building. The Independent Artist Spotlight. Let's get into it. Moss, what's good, fam?
Hey, family. I'm just blessed to be in the house, man. I'm excited about being able to fellowship with you. You know, I love what you guys are doing for the community, for the culture.
Thank you, man.
And even for current events and talking about real subject matter that's relevant, you know, in the kingdom as well as in practical lifestyle. There's not a lot of places and platforms that cross the line of living.
Yeah.
You know, like everybody's like, oh, you know, the words say this and the words say that. But we are people
Absolutely.
Who are in the world, not of the world.
Yeah.
But that don't mean life don't be lifing.
Yeah.
You know
exactly.
what I'm saying?
Exactly.
And so when we talk about that subject matter, like when y'all talked about purity, you know what I'm
saying?
And oh man, you had our homegirl Simmons, Miss Simmons on here talking about how she held and y'all getting into the dialogue about husbandry and being wives. It's like people don't talk about that kind of stuff. People don't talk about how we live in the modern day. So I honor y'all for what y'all doing with y'all platform and how God is using
you. Brother, thank you. You know what's crazy, man? I did not expect to come up in here today and get my flowers, man. So thank you so much.
That's
amazing, man.
It's
thank you so much for that. Bro, how are you doing?
I'm blessed, man. You know, right now there's some warfare that goes on, you know, within the household, you
sure.
know, me and my wife. So big shout out to Navi, the rabbinical MC, the queen of my life, you know, my better half, you know, the Holy Ghost when I wasn't hearing him. And the mother of my beautiful children.
So that's dope, man. I didn't know your wife was a recording artist as well.
Yeah, man. Navi, the rabbinical MC. You know what I'm saying? She's a poet by nature. But, you know, matter of fact, the two songs that she's on, Keep Pushing and Seeking Him or Not.
Okay.
Those were the first rhymes she ever wrote.
What?
And recorded. So the bounce cadence, like we was MOP and all of the things that we did and on Keep Pushing, I told her 16 bars, she wrote 24.
Whoa.
But it was cool. I just let it ride. A big shout out to Judah, Micaiah, the little prophet, and my daughter Janaea, also known as Zeta. Big shout out to my family. Big shout out to my oldest son, Kareem, as well. We praying for you. We miss you. And just thank y'all for being my backbone. Me and my wife, you know, we're running a nonprofit. We have ministry out in Nairobi, Kenya.
Okay.
You know, the Storehouse of Living Sacrifice Outreach Ministries.
That's what's up.
In Nairobi, Kenya. Big shout out to Carolyn Malenya, Brima, spiritual daughter. You know, the pastor, soon to be bishop of Living Sacrifice Outreach Ministries, the Storehouse of Living Sacrifice Outreach Ministries, Kenya. Big shout out to Eagles. Look, don't get upset with me, Professor. Don't get upset with me, Professor. We also are working on a school initial.
Okay.
Smart Eagles. Hallelujah. Thank you, Holy Spirit.
Smart Eagles.
Smart Eagles, Global Training Institute, is the educational organization that is registered with the government there, that we're doing partnership with. And we are actually the vetters of chaplaincy curriculum for Kenya.
That's dope.
Through Clinical Pastoral International, Clinical Pastoral Education International, CPEI. Uh-huh. I am a certified clinical pastoral education supervisor trainer. And so we're supporting chaplaincy because most chaplains in Kenya are just pastors who want to do outreach.
Yeah.
But they don't understand clinical pastoral education and the psychology behind it and being in the marketplace. And so because I've gotten this and I used to teach seminary in Kenya online, one of my former students, big into chaplaincy after she finished my chaplaincy course and started working in the educational system, started her own educational organization and got registered with their government. And I've stayed connected with her.
Okay.
And now through their new educational system, because they started shutting down ministries that weren't educated.
Really?
If your pastor was not formally educated, then they would shut down your church because you could be heretical. you could be out here saying okay. any old thing. And okay. there's a lot of people that got into ministry for the money as
Man,
a lifestyle.
That.
Not
yeah.
because
can't have that.
They were because of livelihood.
Yeah.
Right. You know what I'm saying? And so now, because a lot of churches were shutting down, through our collaboration and partnership, not only are we creating ministerial programs and education for pastors, but
okay.
we're also educating chaplains who oh. can go into the marketplace, hospitals, prisons, police stations, because there's a high
so
suicide rate for police officers over in Kenya. A lot of people, because, you know, the government got problems.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? Like, we thought our government got problems.
Yeah.
You know, they're just as frustrated over there.
Man, it's crazy. It's crazy that you say that because it has to be done right. It has to be done correctly. Mm-hmm. We got too much spiritual warfare going
yes.
on around us to where we can't allow false prophets, false teachers.
Mm-hmm.
We can't allow that to overtake the congregations and muddy the waters of what's already difficult to understand.
Yeah.
So, yeah, no, great job with that, man.
Thank you.
So from New York to Atlanta, man, where did your musical journey start you?
Man, my musical journey started real funny
yeah.
In Long Island.
What?
Yes.
Long Island, okay.
My musical journey started in Long Island. You know, I grew up in Brooklyn. You know what I'm saying? Brooklyn keep on taking it. You
yeah.
know what I'm saying? I grew up in Brooklyn, and, you know, emceeing was always something that we gravitated towards, especially,
yeah.
you know, after the Busy Bees and you know, like the block party open mics. And
yeah.
And my cousin, Eric Anthony, formerly known as Sabu the Lyrical,
okay.
He lived out in Uniondale, Long Island.
Okay.
And so, you know, like, Leaders of the New School was popping back then, Native
yeah.
Tongue. So we was into that, you know, that party BS, you know, knowledge of self kind of vibe.
Yeah.
And so, you know, we really started gravitating towards that sound. And he had his homeboy from high school
okay.
that also rhymed. They form a little group called the Corrupted Loom. And so we used to go out. I used to go out there, you know, on the weekends and during the summer and spend time with him.
Yeah.
And ended up realizing that I was gifted in lyrics and combining, you know. Big shout out to the Aboriginals out in Brooklyn. They were
okay.
a very prominent underground group.
Okay.
And that was my best friend's big brother. And
wow.
so, you know, like they rolled with Sean J. Period and so many of those originators back in, you know, the underground. Like, you know, we hung out with Lyricist Lounge, Talib Kweli and Raucous
wow.
Records, you know what I'm saying? Pharoah Munch, you know what
wow.
I'm saying? The open mics,
that's
you know, big
crazy.
Shout out to Baby Jupiter open mics, New Eurekan Poets Cafe, the Stretch Armstrong and Bobito show. Like, we used to
oh
go on and do
gosh.
Interviews. So, like, I came up in that culture of underground and real lyricism, you know?
Oh.
They used to call me with the kid with the leather in 90-degree weather because I used to walk around with a boombox and one of those 120-minute metal tapes.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? Just beats with a leather jacket in the summertime and with freestyle battle with you wherever we was at.
Jeez.
When we couldn't have money to get into the New Eurekan, we
yeah.
would stand outside the New Eurekan and just have ciphers. And so it was battle culture. It was lyricism. It was
yeah.
cipher culture. If you couldn't freestyle, then you didn't
yeah.
step to the set. You know what I'm
right,
saying?
Right.
Then we started our own showcase called The Last Word.
Uh-huh.
It was in the Village area. Big shout out to G-Spot, Dro, Dro Provolone. You know what I'm saying? Sight Beyond Light, my boy, Chuck Spears, and Knowledge, you know, all of the people who helped us start, you know, G-Man, Aboriginals, Supernova Slum, you know, like so many
yeah.
cats that helped us. Yumeika Parsley, big shout out, sis, who helped us create our own network. First Thursday of every month.
Really?
Was The Last Word. Matter of
yeah,
fact,
yeah, yeah.
MC Jin was our freestyle battle
Stop.
Champion
MC
for
Jin,
like
for
a
real?
Month.
Before, oh.
and this was before
uh-huh.
106 in Park.
Wow.
So, like this was the culture, you know?
Yeah.
And so that's where I got into MCing. It was all about bars. It was all about
yeah.
lyricism,
yeah.
you know? So that's where I really got hooked, man. We had a group called Supremacy. You know, it was a situation where we was like, oh, yeah, let's get signed to Columbia. And we started dishing out our demos, you know, with Sony Columbia.
Okay.
And then we became a tax write-off, you know,
Ooh.
Started hearing interpolations of our music. We had a bad manager named Don J. Yeah, I said his name. Who actually wasn't our manager. He was a promoter that loved our sound.
Uh-huh.
But he was telling everybody that he was our manager.
Gotcha.
But he was from the block.
Okay.
So people didn't like messing with him.
Okay.
And because he had associated himself with us, we ended up losing deals. We ended up losing the notoriety because nobody wanted to mess with Don.
I was going to ask you if Supremacy was Christian.
Actually, not. Supremacy was not.
Okay.
Matter of fact, I got a moment. God rest his soul, man. Nelson Chu, DJ Official.
DJ Official. Yeah, I didn't know his real name. Yeah.
Nelson Chu. Nelson Chu was a part of our crew.
What?
And he left us.
Crazy.
He left us.
Yeah.
To join Cross Movement.
Okay.
And we clowned him so bad. We treated him like
what?
We rejected him. We called him names. We called him soft. And he never disrespected us.
This was before you were Christian.
This is when I was out worlding.
Yeah.
We was worlding. Wow. We was secular. You understand what I'm saying? You know, smoking the trees, you know, popping E-tabs, doing all of that. Like, you know, my testimony is not, I lived a horrible life to sin, then Jesus pulled me out. No, I was something sinning.
Wow.
Enjoying myself and had a Damascus Road experience of brokenness that led me to Christ.
Wow. Okay.
You know? And so when he left us, enjoying Cross Movement, it was maybe 10 years later after I had gotten saved.
Uh-huh.
And I ran into him. At one of the fests that we used to have. It was a gospel fest. Matter of fact, big shout out to the preaching Puerto Rican.
Oh, yeah.
Pastor Velez, Eddie Velez.
Yeah,
you know
Velez,
what I'm saying?
Uh-huh.
He hosted that show. And, you know, KJO was big that time.
Yeah.
And I ran into Official there.
Wow.
And he started talking about, I was saved then, and I was a youth minister and you know, leading the youth ministry. And
we had
Holy Hip Hop artists and group, you know, DJ T, big shout out to JC the Rebel and DJ On Deck. And so I met him there. He was like, yeah, man, I'm getting ready to do this cipher, you know, with Tripp and Lecrae. He said, well, you saved now and you always been an ill MC. I want you to be on it. And he sent me the track and I worked on it, and he passed away before we could record the record.
Oh.
And when I started mourning him, I also realized that at that moment, Yahweh was not giving me my opportunity to ride the coattails of somebody that I dishonored.
Oh.
Who did his work.
That's deep.
That I had to grind and build myself up. And I was at a ministry where, you know, my pastor was musical.
Uh-huh.
The music ministry was vibrant. You know, he had some Doves and Stellars for his writing and stuff. So I was like, oh, this is going to be excellent. We're going to drop. It's going to be beautiful. But he never supported the release of the music that we were making. It was me, his son, and one of the other elder's sons who had formed a little group.
Yeah.
And we would minister in at different youth events and things of that nature. We were recording, but we never finished the song. We had a whole album's worth of songs, never finished the song. We would minister at the youth events and pack the place, but never released the music. And so I realized that, you know, I had to earn my stripes. You know, I had to deal with the rejection. I had to understand this music isn't just a platform. This music is ministry.
Yeah.
And I had to work hard at it. And, you know, I released my first solo album after all of that in 2023. And it was just me by myself, 5 months.
Yeah.
You know, MacBook Pro Project Studio, you know what I'm saying? Little Bluebird mic, you know what I'm saying? And with the little dome and just recording and you know, paying, you know, engineers who just did it for the love, you know, because that's what I could afford. And I was able to put together the first album, man. But it was a long journey of trial and error, rejection, and missing an opportunity because of dishonor. So I learned to honor those
that's deep.
who were pioneers and originators. So I'm very passionate about this movement, about CHH, about holy hip hop, about gospel rap, whatever you want to put on it. I call it discipleship music.
Wow.
Because if you're not discipling souls, if you're not ministering about Christ and him crucified, if you're not using scripture in your text, like how Cross moved, like it was real gospel emceeing.
Yeah.
Like there was word in the context, in pretext, in concept. And there's so much inspirational music now.
Yeah.
Where it's good to be inspired.
Right.
But am I convicted? Right.
Exactly.
Am I challenged to change?
Yeah.
And so that's really been how I got from there to here. You know, that's my testimony.
Man. That's so deep, bro. That it's crazy you say that, man. Like, full length album coming out in 2023, and you've got some great songs. And shout out to you guys for Altar Call, bro. That was fantastic.
Amen.
And nigga, also you're a graphic designer, so the visuals are on point.
Thank you, man,
for everything that you do. And is it this year that you were nominated for Stellar?
Yes, man.
Congratulations.
It was this year I was nominated
Artist
for
of the
Stellar.
Year.
Yeah, Gospel Hip Hop Artist of the Year.
Yeah.
Actually also nominated for Gospel Choice Music Award as well.
Okay.
For Hip Hop Artist of the Year. So I'm very grateful for those opportunities, because when you look at the list of names and ministries that were on there, for me to even be in that collective, to have the opportunity to be voted for, was more than honorable for me. You know what I'm saying? I'm so excited. And, you know, Altar Call, August 1st, y'all make sure y'all go and stream that everywhere where music is streaming.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying?
That's dope.
So I'm
That's
excited dope. About that. We're also going to be ministering next Friday.
Okay.
At the Gospel Choice Music Awards artist showcase on Friday evening.
Okay.
Yeah. Like, you know, it's going down. It's going down. We're going to be able to fellowship and have that cypher energy that we've missed for so long.
That is so good, man. Like, you guys, and you particular, you work with several artists, you produce, you do video editing, you do writing, you do directing. Like, what is it that you feel is your absolute favorite to do? Like, out of all of the things, I know discipleship is what it all culminates to, but out of everything, what is it that you're like, man, this is my jam? Is it being a lyricist, because that's what you first fell in love with?
Yeah, man.
Yeah,
let me say, people laugh at me when I tell them this. When I used to ride the trains back in New York, I read a thesaurus. Because I felt like I wanted to be a dynamic MC. I didn't want to use regular words.
Yes.
I wanted to be able to compound my syllables. You know what I'm saying? And so it really, for me, was about the wordsmithing, about being lyrical enough to entertain, but make sure that there's messaging. Like there's wordplay that draws in the mind and makes people relate things one to another. I think I have a couple of lyrics that I really just enjoy. One was from this verse. It was like, I live my life seeking his face, pray that my sin is erased, be an example and not a disgrace, walking in place, miracles made daily, whatever ails me, not once in the blue, like comets from Halley's, holy divine, one who changes water to wine, walks on the same element, while his power is evident, he spit to heal a deaf mute, spit to restore sight, I spit on the mic, lead all the masses to Christ. So it's like, I try to bring the context in with the wordsmithing let people, but if you're listening, I'm saying something.
Yeah.
And some things you need to relate to others, right?
Yeah.
I got one bar where I talk about, you know, because now I'm Christopher Walken, like the King of New York, B.I.G. dreams while deceased and outlined in chalk. And you got to understand that, because Frank White was Christopher Walken in the movie The King of New York.
Wow.
And Frank White is what Biggie Smalls called himself. And so that was one of his monikers. So when I say, you know what I'm saying, you know, living a life, Christopher Walken, like the King of New York, the name of the movie, B.I.G. Dreams, while the season. So it's like I'm relating everything to one. But if you didn't know that information, but it's like I'm still not just saying things.
Yeah.
Right?
Yeah.
Christopher Walken has to do with the King of New York.
Yeah.
Frank White was the name of that character.
Yeah.
Frank White, the Desperado, used to rock the all-black Movado, the all-black El Dorado. That's what that was Biggie lyrics.
Yeah.
So it's like I try to make sure that I'm incorporating and bringing things for those who know to be like, oh, I caught that, right? There's always an Easter egg in the bars.
Yes.
So, you know, it's like I'm a big Marvel fan, so I love Easter eggs. So I always try to leave an Easter egg in the song so that those who are into different things, you know, I got one track, you know what I'm saying? Like, you know, I'm walking out on like Boba Fett on my Rancor. You know what I'm saying? Like, you had to see the Boba Fett series to understand what I'm talking about.
Yeah.
And what that meant when Boba Fett got on the Rancor and was walking around. Rancors, everybody was afraid of them, but he rode one. So it's just like talking about like that spirit of being that kind of dominant person in the ministry, that I can take control of something that everybody else fears and use it to serve a community. Like, these are the kind of things that I really am passionate about. So I have to say the lyricism. But secondarily to that, I would say teaching.
Okay, pastor.
You know, teaching is one of my ascension gifts. You know what I'm saying? It's the ascension gift that a lot of people don't give props. You know, these gifts have I given unto the church, apostles, prophets, pastors, evangelist teachers, or so pastors and teachers kind of go together.
Right.
But ain't nobody out here, you know, having a consecration for being a teacher. You know what I'm saying? Yes, you know what I'm saying? We gonna go and we gonna ordain you a teacher. Ain't nobody saying that.
Yeah.
But the teaching gift is what allows people to recognize who they are and understand what the word is and break it down.
Yeah.
So in my lyricism, I also try to teach what the word says. So I would say it's a combination of being a lyricist and being a teacher.
That's what's up, bro. Like,
I'm sorry, that was a long way
That was a great culmination of an explanation. And it's just crazy because I can hear the passion in your voice, of course. And I can see... And it's like you're well studied in the word and in life. The way you deliver, the way you speak, the way you project.
Amen.
It's not like it's a show or a facade, man. It's true, genuine worship. It's true, genuine discipleship, evangelism. And yeah, man, I'm so excited that we got a chance to sit down and talk, because we need more brothers in the faith like you. We need more people standing on where their principles are, their convictions, and also we need lyricists, brother.
Amen.
We need lyricists.
Hallelujah. Nah, for real, man. For real. That's why I love God Over Money. Big shout out to God Over Money.
Yeah.
Bizzle, Jarrett Sanders, you know, Monster Tarver, you know what I'm saying? Bumps IMF, you know what I'm saying?
Dayton.
Oh my goodness, Dayton Triple.
Dayton
Quadruple, you know what I'm saying? Eshawn Burgundy. Like, I mean, he's not God Over Money, but I'm talking about lyricists. You know what I'm saying? Jackie Hill Perry, let's go. So I'm really into lyricists. You know what I'm saying? What's his name? Taylor Gray. I love lyricists, people who actually, you know, are in here using the construct of the human language in order to convey the messages of God through testimony. It's like, yo, Revelation, it says they overcome by the blood of the Lamb and the word of their testimony.
Right.
That's what makes real lyricism and real discipleship music. Discipleship music, when I can use my bars to talk about what I've been through and how God pulled me out, now I'm helping people overcome. They're going to need the blood, and they're going to need my testimony. I got to give my testimony. That's discipleship, man. And so many people miss out on kingdom, and so many leaders aren't really leading because they won't be transparent. They come with this holier than now. You know what I'm saying? Like, I ain't never been through nothing. I ain't never did nothing. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
But you got to be clean. You know, you got to live right. And all the hacking and all that other kind of stuff, bro. It's like, just tell people about who you are.
Yeah.
Who you were.
Yeah.
You got to be who you are.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying?
Yes.
You know, so that's why, you know, that's why I love people who operate in and apologetics, you know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
Big shout out to Jackie's husband.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
Because he's great on apologetics, you know what I'm saying? God logic, even though some people think you arrogant, you just real confident in your word.
Yeah, you know what I'm saying?
You know, deliverance, like Apostle Pagani, like I'm all about people helping others understand what ministry really is about.
Yeah.
It's about understanding the word, being able to disciple it, deter, you know, and need not be ashamed, rightfully divided.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? Like, we can't get away from that.
Ah, oh, man, that's so good. That's so good. Man, a husband, a father, I mean, you have every hat on, man. You have every hat on. And if it were up to me, yeah, you would get Artist of the Year, man.
Okay.
In my opinion, in my humble opinion, you would get Artist of the Year, man.
Praise the Lord, but, man. I appreciate that.
Yeah, man. But I'm excited that you know, you got a showcase coming up.
What they call a mashup segment, okay. You know, of okay. all of the ciphers and the collaboration tracks that we have. So
dope.
Everybody can hear everything that the family's
dope.
Doing, man.
Awesome, man. Well, thank you again, brother, for coming in. Definitely appreciate having you, man.
It's a blessing, man.
Like I said, I'm looking forward to building, man. Like, we got on a Zoom call and we had a conversation and we talked about, like, let this not be the one time we get together, bro.
Exactly.
Especially with you being in Atlanta.
Thank you, man.
So thank you for that, man.
No problem.
All right, so listen, y'all just heard a great interview. Expect this to go viral, man.
Amen.
Moss Messenger was in the building. Great message, great word. Follow, like, subscribe, and do everything you can to support him and Harvestigy. We out, man. This is Independent Artist Spotlight, Ryan Righteous, and we're out. Peace.
Okay.
Indie Artist Spotlight.
Okay.
Making sure you shine bright.
Okay.
Ryan Righteous, that's right.
Okay.
Track stars too hype.
Okay.